Sports Talk on 702 for the curious.
Right, I'm sitting with the man himself. He's right across me, Mandla Mashimbi. He is the Titans head coach. And you can actually check it out. Refilo is busy putting up the live stream. You'll be able to see it on Facebook. You'll be able, some of you might say, well, I don't really know how he looks. I know the name. Well, you know, you'll have a chance to have a look at the man. And of course, you're more than welcome to leave your comments there for us. If you've got any questions, by all means, do so. And then we will try to get to them. While Refilo does that, I'm going to introduce you to the gentleman. Welcome, and that's such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Wuhle. So it's an honor for me to be here.
It is. It's an honor for us to have you. You know, we had a voice note not so long ago talking about transformation in coaching in rugby, and it's a sore topic. It's something that we touched on already in the show a couple of weeks ago. And we haven't really seen that in rugby. Super Rugby's just started, and there's no black head coach. Simply put, here we have a head coach of the Titans who's black. I mean, Jeffrey Toyana did lead the way, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if there was anyone before him, but it's also not that we see this every day, but it's good to see.
The word transformation is a bit of a problem for me for some time.
Yeah.
I just view coaches who are good coaches that happen to be black. But it's also nice to see people coming from previously disadvantaged backgrounds coming through and actually showing that they can put their hand up and influence cricket in a positive manner.
Absolutely. And I mean, as you say, you don't want to say you are here because you're black, but you're here because you are capable. How does it feel in terms of within the industry that you're in? Do you feel like you're there because you're capable?
Listen, I've paid my school fees. I've been a player. I've learned a lot from the coaches that I've played under and the coaches that I've worked under. And I think it's time for me to impart part of what I've learned and what I believe to the players, and hopefully, obviously, that hits home and then it strikes the right chord, and you know, and then we start winning trophies as well.
Absolutely. In terms of, you know, the what you've learned and what you've implemented. Of course, you were there when Boucher was there, so you know, not new to the players, not new to the system. As you said, you've paid your dues, But in terms of what you are now implementing different, is there something different that, you know, your little flavor that you bring into the team, and what is it?
It's a little bit too early to say that, because obviously I've just been on the job for a month.
Yeah.
And there's nothing much you can do in a month. All you can do is to sift in little things there and there, and then hopefully, you know, they can catch one or two things that might work for the players. But I think my biggest strength is the fact that I've got love for what I do, and I've got love for people. I like to see people grow, and that's my biggest drive, is to push players to their true potential. And you know, I know it's not going to be an overnight thing, but you know, little by little, we keep biting away. Eventually, we'll get there.
Absolutely. I mean, you were born in Phalaborwa, same province as the great Dale Steyn. You've had, 48 first-class matches? So you've been around the block. You mentioned it. You've played for the Northerns. You've played for the Titans. Just tell us a little bit more of who Mandla is for those at home who don't actually know where you're from.
Yeah, it's quite a long story. I think I'll spend the whole night if I have to tell my journey in cricket. It was not my first love. Football was my first love. And then it just so happened that cricket found me. And then I fell in love with the sport. And there were times that I had to make hard decisions and leave my family, which I was not used to doing, and move to Polokwane, to go to an academy there, and then spend 8 months there. And then I was picked up there and then brought to Esterhas, which is a coloured area in Pretoria. I spent 3 years there. I learned a lot there as well. I mean, I even learned to speak Afrikaans there. And if you look into that and realize that all those things were just there to make you who you are today, because at the moment today I work with different people from different cultures, I'm able to communicate with all of them however I want.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big plus for me. But now when I look back and then I realize that's how God actually had put my path. I had to go through that and go meet people and go places and go to Griquas, play there for a season, play in Bloemfontein. That was just obviously part of God's plan in grooming me to the person that I am today.
And when we look at now, you are here today. You are the head coach of the Titans, something that I'm sure you've always wanted. How do you feel about being in charge of such a big franchise, not even just in South Africa, but internationally?
It's quite interesting because I wouldn't say that it's something that I always wanted.
Mm.
But because of what drives me as a person, and I love people, and I come from a family that loves people, I come from a pastoral family, all I saw was people working with people, or my parents working with people, mm. and helping people, influence people positively, and I fell in love with that. And I think when I stopped playing in 2010, the only window I could see was working with people and influencing them positively. And then I got into coaching, and then I went to Limpopo, and I actually had to stop everything in Pretoria, and I said, let me go coach.
Mm.
Probably one of my toughest times in the game, because Limpopo is a small province, and you're working with people that probably don't have as much ambition as people in Pretoria. So you're trying to change that mindset and make them better and make them think big as human beings. And it was tough for me, and for 3 years there, I had to grow and understand myself as a coach. And then I came through 2013, worked with Rob, which for me hit me by surprise, because I think it happened in 3 days where I was appointed the Titans assistant coach, and I was appointed as under 19 assistant coach to Ray Jennings.
Mm.
That happened in 3 days, and for me that was like exciting. And then eventually, and then I saw that there's something I can do, or there's something that I can do to change people's lives in this path, and I've been in love with coaching ever since.
And in terms of your coaching, you coaching the squad that you currently have, I mean, you've got Proteas in the squad and you've got youngsters in the squad. How do you balance that?
Well, it's quite easy. When the guys come down to the Titans, they're not Proteas. They're Titans players.
Mm.
So we treat them as such. And we're a big family. And they understand the standards that we play at and we conduct ourselves at. And when they do come down, they actually come bring a right attitude to make sure that they make a difference and influence other players or young players positively. Because there's other players that aspire for higher honors, to have those guys there and rub shoulders with them, it can only do them good. And I mean, yes, at times it's tough because we've got a lot of players that come down. Then we have to actually rotate the players around and give them maybe 2 games here, 2 games there.
Mm.
And which is nice because the guys understand that's how it should be. We've got too many Proteas in the Titans setup. But to give everybody opportunity, we're going to have to rotate.
Absolutely. I'm speaking to Mandla Mashimbia. He's the head coach of the Titans. He's only been a month into the job, but he's handling it pretty well. Let's talk about your first assignment in the Momentum One Day Cup. Didn't go too well against the Lions. But you are the defending champions. How are you going to get over that hurdle?
Yeah, I mean, my first assignment as the interim coach was not great. The Lions actually gave me a whip at the Wanderers in the 4-day game. And then, you know, we knew where we went wrong as a team. And I'm sure what happened on Friday as well, the guys understand where they might have gone wrong. And, you know, there's certain things that happen within that game where you just sit down and you're like, why did it have to happen? But at the end of the day, if you can only take the learning out of it and be a bigger man and come back stronger, and that's what we're planning to do as a team. Next week, Friday, against the Dolphins, we're planning to come back and cover those cracks and make sure that we play cricket the way we want to play cricket.
What is it about the Lions? I mean, you couldn't beat them last season in the Momentum One Day Cup, and it seems like they've got the Titans' number.
Yeah, certainly. They've been. I think maybe there's an emotional thing that goes with that. The fact that we're neighbors. Maybe they just wanted it a bit more. But I mean, if I want to speak about Friday, I don't think we should have lost that game. They didn't beat us. We actually lost that game. We were in a great position to win the game, and we just threw the game away. So, but anyway. one can only learn and go forward and make sure that the same mistake don't happen again.
I want to ask you a follow-up question on that. How do you handle that, you know, when you feel you shouldn't have lost that game? I mean, we only see the press conference, the post-match interviews, and you're so cool, calm, and collected. But then you get back to the dressing room. And we know generally in South African sports, foul language gets thrown around quite often. It doesn't always have to be the case, but there's a lot of emotion that comes out. How do you handle that?
One needs to be careful with that because at the end of the day, the same people that you might want to come hard at are the same people that you would like to see tomorrow come and win a game for you. So there's a timing and there's an emotional intelligence to it. It's for you to just sit there and actually take a few minutes or a few seconds and listen to yourself and say, what is the best option for me, for the team, to speak to the team, or the best way for me to speak to the team today or tonight after this loss. And then you weigh your options and you go in. You need to do it soberly, obviously, not be run by emotions. And then, all you do is to motivate the guys and make sure that, guys, go and reflect. You know what you didn't bring. You know what you brought. And come Tuesday, we make sure that we're at our best again.
Let's talk about what you have to bring. You have to bring a title defense, an arrow, big target on your backs.
We're the Titans. We always have a big target on our backs, and we are aware of that. You know, everybody wants to beat the Titans, which also brings character out of our team, because the guys know that. And as for defending the title, I actually shared it with the boys in the change room, and I said, listen, we're not defending any trophy. We want to win a trophy. And that's a mindset that we need to carry forward, because if you think you're defending a trophy, there's an element of arrogance that comes with that. And then you might be found wanting in the best of times. So it's important that we realize that we're the same as everybody else. We start afresh. We start from a clean slate, and then we aspire like everybody else. Yeah. We just have to bring the right attitude every game.
Yeah, and of course you are going to. I have no doubt in that, that you most certainly will. Now, this, you mentioned that you didn't really plan on becoming the head coach of the Titans, so to speak, looking years back into the future. But now you are here, you're in this role, and the person that you've succeeded has just taken over the Proteas. Has that ignited any kind of a green and gold flame?
No, the green and gold, I mean, everybody wants to be there. I think there's how many coaches out there, they want to coach South Africa. I would be stupid to say that I don't want to coach South Africa one day. Definitely one of my dreams. And this was ignited when I coached under 19s, when I coached under 19s with Ray Jennings, when I helped him out. And I realized this is where I belong. This is where I want to be. I don't know how long it might take, but this is where I want to be. And I'm not too worried about the time frame. At the moment for me is to make sure that I do everything in my power to make sure that when that time comes, I'm ready.
Let's talk about the fundamental differences of coaching a team like a national squad to coaching a team as the Titans.
No, I think it's the pressure that comes with coaching domestically and coaching internationally. Obviously, the spotlight is a lot more bigger when you're coaching internationally, and you're getting scrutinized from all ends of the world. When you're coaching domestically, you only have to deal with your domestic issues and stuff like that. But you know, when you're coaching internationally, you basically have to look after the whole world in terms of how you conduct yourself, how you present yourself as a team and as a coach. And I think that's where the difference is the pressure that comes with it. And you cannot run away from it.
Yeah.
I think the best thing for you to do as a coach is to make sure that you find a way that works for you, which will mirror the players. And then the players can actually believe in you as a coach and say, you know what, look at it. We're actually under pressure, but he looks calm. Or he looks like he's got it together. And when players look at that and they see, okay, so the coach is not panicking, is why should we? And stuff like that. And I think Mark Boucher will do a good job there with regards to that. Because he's been there as a player. He's seen it for more than 15 years.
Yeah.
So he knows the ups and downs of international cricket, and they're very lucky to have a guy like him there and Enoch, you know. Hopefully, whatever they're planning catches fire soon, and we see the best of the Proteas.
Mandla Mashembe, the head coach of the Titans, Mark Boucher's successor, in studio. Before I let you go, there's somebody, some young boy somewhere, or a cricketer right now from Phalaborwa, or sitting in Soweto, or sitting in Alex, is thinking to himself, I want to become like that gentleman. What does your average day entail? What do you do? And also, what kind of advice could you give to aspiring coaches? Maybe somebody who isn't even good enough to break into first-class cricket, but they really want to coach because they love the game.
Yeah, my average day at the moment is definitely changed. When I was an assistant coach, it would entail things like, how do I get myself better? Mm. What do I read? What do I spend more time doing? But now as a head coach, it's different.
Mm.
Yes, there's still that element of wanting to be better, but at the same time, you're also thinking about your players. How do I get this guy better? How do I get this guy better? How do I get this guy's boxes ticking? How do I get him forward? How do I make sure that he reaches his true potential? So the thinking, therefore, is like 24 hours.
Mm.
I was telling somebody the other day, I said I had nightmares about a game that we got bowled out for 45, and I woke up and I was like, what the heck is going on here?
That's your life. Show,
yeah, that's my life. It just shows you that my mind is constantly working now as a head coach.
Yeah.
But I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. As for advice for youngsters, I just believe that if you as a person have a vision and you want to get somewhere, believe in it. Mm. There's time that's given to you by God, and this time that's given to you by humans. You choose which one you want to believe into most. Because God's time is not human time. It doesn't work the same. So you need to trust. You need to have faith. Mm. You need to believe that you're going to get somewhere one day and just keep working at it. As a cricketer as well, I just believe that nowadays kids want everything too fast.
Mm. Instant success.
Yeah, they want it too quickly. And they don't understand the value of process, because process is what makes us what we are today.
Yeah.
And once you start understanding that as a human being, you'll go places.
Mm, absolutely. Mandla Mashembe, it's such a pleasure to have had you in studio. Thank you so much for your time tonight, and all the best for the remainder of the season and your future. It's good to see a coach young coming up, and we hope to see you shine as bright as you can.
Thank you, Whitley. Thank you very much.